Izzy is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to this week's edition of Civic Matters. David Fair here, and each Monday I'm joined by the Executive Director of the Civ City Initiative to discuss your engagement opportunities in the week ahead. Mary Morgan, happy MLK Day.
Happy MLK Day. It's also International Hat Day, so you have your fedora on, I assume.
Well, my hair often resembles a hat, unfortunately, but I do not officially have a hat. What are you wearing?
I've got my big, huge snow hat on, so I had to walk to downtown today in the snow, and I'm prepared for that.
And it is going to be chilly throughout the next couple of days anyway. Listen, MLK Day, this is a big day for college campuses all around Washtenaw County, and many of the bigger events are taking place today, but it's not only those that take place. There are events scheduled throughout the week. Have you gone through kind of the list and come up with some favorites, perhaps, that aren't on the public radar?
I did. I like to browse through the listings every year, and there were two that caught my eye. And I think that you, WEMU, has a list as well on your website.
Absolutely.
But the two that I'm particularly interested in attending, the editor-in-chief of HuffPost, Lydia Polgreen, is coming this week. She's going to be giving a lecture that's free and open to the public on Tuesday at 2 o'clock, and it's called Who Gets to Define American Values. She's going to be talking about the role of journalism and a free press in a healthy democracy, which, as you know, is very
vital,
near and dear to my heart.
Yes.
So that's one that I'm interested in. And then the Penny Stamps lecture, which happens during the academic year on Thursday afternoon in Michigan Theater. That's also going to be an interesting one this week. It's by Claudia Rankin, and the title of that is Theater Matters, Activism, Imagination, and Citizenship. So I'm hoping I'll be able to check out those two events at the least.
And once again, there is a complete listing of events at the University of Michigan, at Eastern Michigan University. There's plenty going on at Washtenaw Community College and Clary College as well. So there is plenty to do if you are so inclined to get out and about throughout the week for MLK Day. As such, it is a federal holiday, so many of the municipal offices are closed today. Keep that in mind. But that means that we're going to see some meetings moved around, correct?
Yes, and also possibly movies. I don't know.
Right.
The City Council and the Ann Arbor District Library Board, which typically meet on the third Monday of each month, they're bumping their meetings this week to Tuesday. So both the City Council and the Library Board will be meeting tomorrow.
When you have you had an opportunity to scan through the City Council agenda?
I have. I've scanned through both agendas. The library board is going to continue its discussion about the downtown library, the potential for possibly building a new one there. They've been talking about that for months. The library is also going to be getting an update on the transfer to its new website, which is a pretty big deal. So there's that at the library board. The city council, it's not a huge agenda. They've got some interesting items. The Ann Arbor Housing Commission is redeveloping one of its properties just south of Stadium, Henry State and White Streets. And so there's a couple of items related to that on the agenda.
And is this with an eye towards more affordable housing?
Absolutely. You know, the Housing Commission is our agency that handles public housing for this community, and they have been undergoing a multi-year process to redevelop their sites and really create better housing properties for people of low income. So this is just another property in that process, which it's a great, you know, the leadership of Jennifer Hall, it's been a great process to see, and they've really done some good work.
Civic Matters continues on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair with Mary Morgan of the Civ City Initiative. I think it's always fascinating and a great opportunity when folks can get together and talk face-to-face with their representatives. And two of the local state representatives are creating such an opportunity this week, part of an ongoing series.
That's right. They have this week, there's two representatives from the state legislature, Donna Lozinski, who represents District 52 on the west side of Ann Arbor, and Adam Zemke, who represents District 55, which kind of wraps around Ann Arbor. They're both holding constituent hours with kind of cutesy names. Drafts with Donna is happening.
And I assume
Thursday.
We mean draft beers, right?
I think so. I don't think she's going to enlist people in the military. So she's going to be at the Chelsea Ale House on Thursday at 6 o'clock. And then Adam Zemke has something called Ale with Adam, also on Thursday at 6:30 at the Blue Tractor in Ann Arbor.
Does this say something about the political climate, that in order to talk politics, we need alcohol?
You have to drink heavily. No. I think they're held at places. Well, I know they're held at places where anybody can go. That's not, you don't have to get carted
right,
to
Right, you
in.
Can get so you can get some meals, you can get something to drink, and you can have a conversation, right?
But our newsletter, Civ City's newsletter each week, we list as many of these opportunities as we are aware of. And the other state representative that represents Ann Arbor District 53 is Yusuf Rabi. He calls his Yusuf and You, and he's meeting not this week, but next Saturday, I believe, the 27th, at Roost Roast on Rosewood in Ann Arbor. So I think people should take advantage of those opportunities when they can. I think it's a great opportunity to talk to get face-to-face updates from what's happening.
And it just so happens that those particular representatives listen well and take their engagement with the community seriously and take the information back with them to Lansing. So it is good. Coming up a little later this week, on Wednesday, as a matter of fact, the Ann Arbor School Board is going to have its first meeting of 2018. Anything important happening with the Board of Education?
Well, I am waiting for them to post their agenda online. Last time I checked, I hadn't yet seen it. So I'm not sure. It's the first meeting of the year. So, I'm sure there'll be updates on what's happening, especially since they had a snow day last week. And there'll probably be some updates related to that. And it's also statewide Michigan School Board Appreciation Month. So I'm guessing that there will be some nod to that as well.
Yeah, one would assume. And, you know, it is an underappreciated board. I mean, there are, you know, whether you agree with all the decisions that are made, these are people who are spending a lot of personal time with an eye towards creating better educational opportunities for our kids. I think it's worthy of appreciation, not only in Ann Arbor, but school boards across the state.
I've got to give it up for really any elected position, especially at the local level, which is either not paid or, paid not at a full-time salary. People do spend a lot of time. And again, as you said, you might not disagree or you might not agree with what they do or the stances they take, but just to step up and do that work is important for the community.
Agreed. Once again, it's Civic Matters on 89.1 WEMU. Mary Morgan is our guest every Monday. And Mary, the University of Michigan's Poverty Solutions Program has put together something interesting. People can access it online. It's an interactive map that kind of goes county by county and gives us poverty statistics. What surprised you when you took a look at it?
Well, I'm always, I don't know if it's surprised, but I'm always struck when you look at our own county's numbers. We think of ourselves as an affluent community generally in this area, and in many ways that's true. But the statistics for our county they reveal that there is widespread poverty. 12% of the population that's under 18 years old is below the poverty level, for example. I think that's, when you think about the numbers of that, that's really shocking that we haven't been able to address that. So I think going through, looking at our own, how we're doing, our own statistics, and then also comparing them to other parts of the state, it's a good service, and I'm glad that Poverty Solutions has made this an easy-to-use place where we can compare that data.
Yeah, and I guess the next step is once we've made the proper identification of where there is income inequality and true poverty, the next step is to take that map and actually get it to change colors, so to speak.
Right, and I think that I'm glad to see the university focusing a little bit more on that and focusing particularly in the poverty that's in their own backyard.
Mary Morgan, thank you so much for the time today. I will look forward to our visit next week.
Likewise. Have a good week.
That is Mary Morgan, Executive Director of the Civ City Initiative, and you can sign up for the Civ City Weekly Newsletter by going to civcity.org. For more information on all of today's topics, you can visit our website at wemu.org. I'm David Fair, inviting you to join us next Monday for another visit with Mary Morgan and another edition of Civic Matters. You hear it only on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.